Christians made a difference.
Today we are looking at the life of a much-loved author whose books have been read all over the world and have sold countless millions of copies. He is J.R.R. Tolkien, most famous for his books The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. These stories are set in a fantasy world which Tolkien called Middle-earth. Some of his characters speak in languages that he invented for them. In 1997, The Lord of the Rings was voted Britain's greatest book of the 20th century in three different polls. In recent years, The Lord of the Rings has been made into three movies, and The Hobbit has also been made into a movie. These have opened Tolkien's work up to an even wider audience. Such is the love of Tolkien's stories and their characters and settings that many things all around the world have been named after them. These include street names, mountains, companies, species of animals and plants. Tolkien was born John Ronald Reuel Tolkien in South Africa in 1892. He was always called Ronald. 2 years later, his brother Hilary was born. His father Arthur worked for a British bank in South Africa. In 1895, his mother Mabel returned to England with the two boys because Ronald had some health problems. His father Arthur remained behind in South Africa and sadly he died there a year later. Tolkien was particularly close to his mother after his father's death. She homeschooled the two boys during their early school-age years. In 1900, Tolkien's mother Mabel converted to Roman Catholicism. Her family disapproved of her decision and cut her off from all family money. 4 years later, she died of diabetes. Ronald was only 12 years old and he and his brother were left effectively destitute. His mother's influence was very important in developing Tolkien's strong Christian faith. At her death, Mabel left Ronald and his brother in the care of Father Francis Morgan, a Roman Catholic priest. He made sure of the boys' material as well as spiritual welfare. In the short term, they were boarded with an unsympathetic aunt by marriage, and then with a Mrs. Faulkner. Tolkien considered the priest his true father. He credited Father Morgan with solidifying the faith into which his mother brought him. "I first learned charity and forgiveness from him," Tolkien wrote in 1965. As a young boy, Tolkien loved languages and was always inventing his own languages. At Oxford University, he specialised in Anglo-Saxon and Germanic languages and classic literature. He then changed to study English language and literature and achieved a first-class honours in this subject. In the First World War, he became an officer in the British military. It was in the trenches that Tolkien first conceived the Middle-earth mythology. But before long, he succumbed to trench fever, a typhus-like infection, and was sent back to England, where he spent the next month in hospital. Throughout 1917 and 1918, his illness kept recurring, and it was during that period that he began writing in earnest. In 1916, Tolkien married Edith Bratt, and they went on to have four children. As a father, he was heavily involved with his children. At Oxford, he refused the customary rooms at Pembroke College in order to spend more time with his family. His daughter Priscilla recalled, "He was always there at lunch and at tea. We children were allowed to run in and out of his study at any time, so long as he wasn't actually teaching. He was very much involved with family life, and since we were often hard up, he had to write and work far into the night just to make extra money." His children also served as the first audience for significant parts of his book, The Hobbit, which he read out loud to them. Tolkien wrote at least 39 books, some published posthumously by his son Christopher, as well as his fiction. Tolkien was a leading author of academic literary criticism. He also translated part of the Bible, the Book of Jonah, for the Jerusalem Bible, which was published in 1966. Besides all this, he enjoyed inventing fantasy stories to entertain his own children, and he wrote a number of children's books. Tolkien had a full academic career, first at Leeds University and then at Oxford from 1925 until his retirement in 1959. He was regarded by Oxford students as one of the greats in both scholarship and personality, though he was not such a good lecturer. He had a good sense of humour and was known for his boyish pranks. Tolkien was a very devout and pious Christian man. He attended church not just every Sunday, but often every day. He was very influential in bringing his fellow Oxford academic, the author C.S. Lewis, to Christian faith. Lewis became one of Tolkien's closest friends. Tolkien's writing, though not overtly religious, is deeply Christian, especially in its themes of right versus wrong. Tolkien said of his book, The Lord of the Rings, "It is, of course, a fundamentally religious and Catholic work, unconsciously so at first, but consciously in the revision." Tolkien's writing is powerful because, through myth, he makes the reader aware of the unseen hand of God at work. His writing subtly introduces moral and Christian themes and has enthralled readers galore around the world. He is one of the great writers of all time. Christians made.